need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, doms and subbies, elves and Elvis fans, woohoo! All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A? Women.
A. Women.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Then some.
And then some more. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you to Bonoboville for our winter solstice special.
You.
Woohoo! We are here to celebrate the winter solstice as it comes into our lives. Yes, indeed, baby, it's cold out there. So we're gonna warm you up. Mm-hmm. Yes, thousands of years before a little baby was born, we have that symbolized by the divine interventions. Baby Jesus butt plug. Yes.
Amen.
Thousands of years before the baby Jesus became a butt plug, our forebears, forefathers, foremothers, you know, everybody in the foreground, they would celebrate these days of darkness and cold with great feasts of light to warm you up. Mm-hmm. And yes, the way to warm you up was often with a little sex. They could have called it Sexmas, that Mesopotamian winter carnival with floats that would make those mummers just pee in their red Santa panties. Oh, yes, those floats were filled with gods and goddesses, of course, played by human beings, fornicating and creating the universe with their orgasms, you know? That's how many of our ancestors configured the universe, that big bang, you know? I think that's kind of close to an orgasm, yes. Yes, indeed. It's closer to an orgasm than just some fatherly being going, all right, I'm creating you. Yes. And you, I'm creating you. And you, and you.
I like the bang.
The bang, the big bang. It's very scientific. And it's sexual.
And the gangbang.
Yes, indeed. And it leads to gangbangs, absolutely. which is probably how our forebears, you know, kind of fornicated very often with gangbangs, especially at this time of year. The more the merrier. It keeps you warm, baby. Oh, yes, indeed. And you know, quite a while before the baby Jesus was born, there was another Messiah who turned water into wine and who was born of a heavenly father and
so
a
cute.
Mortal mother and who, you know, was a man of the people in a way and a god as well, both. A man and a god. Who was that? And he was very wild in a way. He was a revolutionary. Yes, he was. And he lived in ancient Greece, sometimes on Mount Olympus, but mostly in amongst the people. And he loved women, too, like Jesus. He was a revolutionary for his openness to women and to that feeling of ecstasy and, you know, getting religion. And his name was Dionysus. Dionysus, yeah. God of wine, was God of actually a lot more than wine, although, you know, Jesus turned the water into wine.
He had a liquor company?
Yeah, he had a liquor company. He had women that danced around him.
My kind of guy.
Yeah. And later became Bacchus kind of to the Romans. And Bacchus, of course, is where we get the term Bacchanal, which is kind of what we have here in Bonoboville. We have Bacchanals, parties, orgies, fun. And, another character that was very interesting in ancient Rome that has something to do with our winter solstice, Sexmas, Christmas, was Saturn, old man Saturn, who happened to have a long white beard and be a little heavy. And
he's here now.
And, yes, he would go, yo, 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 Saturnalia. I-O is how they spell it, which is a lot like ho, 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 uh-huh. You know, and maybe they called hookers back then yookers. I don't know. But yo, 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 ho, ho, ho. Yeah, so, you know, it all comes around and around and around and around. That's right. And here we are celebrating Christmas and Saturnalia. And the winter solstice when actually the days are going to start getting longer. That's what's kind of nice about
looking
winter
forward
solstice.
To that.
Yes. And we are also celebrating tonight another very special birthday. It's actually what they call the birthday of the sun. The sun birthday is another term for winter solstice when the sun starts coming out and staying a little bit longer with us. And speaking of the sun and birthdays, it is our very special guest, Madam Raven Ray's birthday!
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Hello.
It's kind of her birthday.
It's kind of my birthday. I mean,
come on, sit up here in the birthday
seat. I
celebrated
for a whole month, so it's my birthday.
That's the way to do
sit
it.
Sit up here with the baby Jesus. Look at those
as
legs.
As a pastor's child, that thing cracks me the hell up.
Oh, baby Jesus is so happy. Baby Jesus has the greatest gift now.
Did you
much
say
better
you're
than
a
those kings
child?
Gave.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm a PK.
Oh,
all the way.
Yeah. Ooh, so Madam Raven Ray, welcome to, you know,
thank
Bonoboville
you so
again. I mean, we love you. You're definitely a bonobo. And, and it's great to be here and to celebrate your birthday. I see you have your slave with you.
I do. I have slave Winnie here.
Slave Winnie here. Winnie here. Does slave Winnie Winnie like a horse or?
If I feel like it.
Oh. Well, I see slave Winnie is dressed in a dress.
He's got a latex top on, which is kind of nice because he gets hot and sweaty, and I don't like him to get hot and sweaty. So the tank top works just fine.
Okay.
So that's as much latex as I allow him to wear.
All right.
But the kilt It's a very nice little skirt that I have him in.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Should we have him model?
I think we should.
Okay. They want you to.
Slave Winnie has been here before, correct?
Slave Winnie has been here before. He's gotten his ass kicked out here before.
Look,
I remember that.
Slave Winnie. Wow.
And got his ass kicked. Stomach. God damn it.
And yeah, suck it in, babe.
Girl.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Much better. Well, you're
so
a coach. It being a dom is partly being a coach, and you have been a hockey player. You. Right.
I currently am a hockey player.
Hockey goalie.
I am hockey, ice God. Hockey, and roller.
Wow. All right. Oh. All right. Well, we happen to have another guest here on roller skates, so we're Danielle.
I know.
Watts
I noticed those right away. I was like, "Ooh, my girl,
roller girl."
We went roller skating, and then I got really cold, and I'm still really cold.
Yeah.
So that's my status update. I'm very curious what your pastor family feels about your slave, but I don't know if that's a heavy question for the winter solstice.
You're gonna dive right into that one.
Sure.
Actually, my father passed away in 2008 from MS. So, and that part of the family I have actually disowned because I was written out of the will.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Wow, thank you for sharing. I mean, you know? And thank you for sharing your courage and your boldness in doing what you felt was
absolutely
necessary.
Absolutely. I just said, you know, they're very, very, very judgmental Christians. And my father actually wasn't. He actually had a non-denominational four-square church where he had trannies, he had people of, you know, same-sex marriages, and this is back in the 80s and 90s, and it was it was quite, you know.
So that
he
was
had a
very
rock band
unfair
for his,
to his,
for his
legacy.
His, yeah, music. There was a rock band and drums and very unconventional. Mm-hmm. But my aunt was not.
I sense a little jealousy here, perhaps.
Yes, and
now
crazy
we're getting
that
to the bottom of this.
My ex-stepmother and her became friends and made a plan to write me out of the will.
Ah, so they could have more.
God bless them.
More presents.
God bless them.
Did they have a reason? Did they get? Was there any kind
Why
of reason?
Why were they pissed off
what
at
you?
They,
I just didn't talk to my
more.
Dad for like
Greed
6 years because he kind of was an asshole.
Okay.
So
it had nothing to do with the sex slave.
Oh, God, no. I was 23 when he passed. Okay. And then it just kind of became one of those things where it was like, well, fuck, I don't really have anything else holding me back. My mom's a straight-up hippie. Like, she's on Twitter with me too.
All right. Well,
hey,
you can't. You know, this is that family season when we realize we don't get along with everyone in our family.
Family is who you make it.
Yeah, you know, and then
family
there's that.
Is you. Family is everybody that is here.
We
Agreed,
are certainly your loving community family.
Absolutely.
And
I've
we love
made
you.
My family.
And
made
we want to celebrate your birthday.
Thank you.
Because you are Woo-hoo. Just such an amazing,
Cheers.
Amazing goddess and a high priestess of the Church of Bonoboville, I might say. Definitely,
Blessings.
Definitely. You are carrying
Blessed
on
be.
Your dad's tradition.
Blessed be. Oh,
you are. You
cute.
Are.
Look at you. So
there you are.
Cute.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy
yeah.
Birthday.
We are wishing you happy birthday.
So my birthday is actually November 27th, which I never celebrated on that date because everybody has family and trying to arrange a party at that time is near to impossible. So I literally wait for a time where, you know,
it's all about you.
We
Thank
know.
You.
Oh
and
my God,
and let me just say that Madam Raven Ray basically commanded me to celebrate her birthday. Not that I wouldn't have of my own free will.
I brought the champagne
but
and
I was commanded. We will celebrate
ready
my birthday.
Ready
too.
Ready
Damn it.
She,
not
she
just this
prepared.
Birthday of the sun.
She came prepared.
That means she's a really good mistress. Yeah.
She is. I've
Ooh.
Seen
good
her
call.
Action.
He knows.
She is. Feel she's a natural mistress.
I took a sex therapy call this week with somebody who wanted to be dominated. And
How'd that go?
It was a very fascinating experience because I got really into it. The guy had to like tie up his shoelaces. He had shoelaces and a belt. And while he was on the phone, he was like,
"Good props."
Yeah, it was. He made a point of saying, "Look, I have these shoelaces and a belt,
and you have to tell
me what to do with them." And I had no idea what to tell him because I've never tied anyone up before.
Wow!
And it was a whole thing. Be Live, I had to put it on mute while Be Live was like whispering to me, like,
"I was actually guiding her." I'm like, "So take the tell him to take the belt by both handles and pull it between and pull his balls up.
I mean,
and then tell him to get down like this." And
but the call ended up going for an hour because I got the hang of it, she got really into it. Fucking
because
amazing.
She's a great actress.
Yeah.
And then I thought, Jesus, these women who are doing this all the time. You know, before I just props because before I entered this world, I had no idea how much power women have because of their sexuality. It was like, I was totally oblivious. Like, I literally,
right?
And then.
That's the plan, by the way.
The fact that there is a whole culture devoted to women saying, hey, you get on in the night, get on your fucking knees and be my slave. Like, how is that even possible? That's been going on since you weren't president, you know?
The
like
baby Jesus.
Well, you want to
free world right now.
You need to want to be president.
Are.
Hold on.
Yeah. and by the way, Danielle also had an epiphany around your actual birthday, which is when we celebrate Spanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh my God, Spanksgiving was awesome.
The whole metaphor of sub dom like that. That's something that I think should be in sex ed. I really think that should be in sex ed.
I agree.
Well, I just took a human sexuality class, and there was a lot of talk of tons of fetishism and, you know, partialism and different.
Jesus, where was that class?
I actually go to Pierce
College.
No, it's
fairly common.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know, right now just
Jesus,
to.
I went to USC and I never fucking heard about any of this
I think every fucking high school student should learn this stuff.
I think that
this is ridiculous.
Well, actually, Mistress Cyan, who is the owner of the sanctuary and who's the creator of DomCon, and we have our little DomCon thingamajigger here.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does workshops in various universities, including Stanford, on bondage and on just BDSM in general.
We started literally realizing that how much, like in every relationship, it's sub-dom, dom-sub, and it's just...
Exactly.
And it's really fascinating how...
It's a natural thing.
Yeah, it's just like happening in every single relationship.
Sometimes
it
goes back and forth so fast you think you're
like
equal.
Totally, it's wild.
Oh, shit.
And then you wonder, wait, I'm subbing, or no, wait, I'm doming. Wait, the sub is the dom. Wait, what?
But I mean, even just for emotional intelligence...
Do what you do, boo-boo.
For teenagers who are getting domed all the time by this society, they're getting domed by their teachers, they're getting domed by their parents, you know... have a metaphor like that. I mean, most people would say I'm fucking insane to say we should teach BDSM in high school. I don't think that's really what I'm saying, but the metaphor of it.
Well, the other side kind of teaches them violence. So
they teach them violence.
It's like they own the kids.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
It's not education.
What do you mean? You own? Yeah. I want to have a fair share of converting their minds.
Yeah, I mean, you do.
Yeah, I just did an essay about
wheel
violence.
Wheel riding crops, not guns.
I think that's where we got the song by Pink Floyd. We don't need no education. You know, it goes into like, come on, teachers, you know, leave those kids alone.
All right. By the way, this is Chef Be Live who's speaking right now.
Oh, hey, how's it going,
Santa Hat? And this is Gypsy Bonobo, my lovely assistant. And I also would like to introduce Jackie Blue, who has been nominated for two T Awards. That's TEAT Awards.
The Transgender Erotica Awards.
And
two
one
of them.
Is for Miss. Unique.
Correct.
And the other is for...
Came in today, Best Internet Personality.
And she's so excited, she won't even let me announce her. But she's so excited, and we know how hard she works and plays, so we're really, really happy for Jackie.
So go vote for her and every
single
day that you
can. Thank you so much.
And one of the most amazing subs I've ever seen.
Jackie's
oh, my goddess.
Online.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jackie.
I blow a lot of things.
What did you text me the other day that you did?
Oh, on Tuesday.
I believe it was Tuesday.
I shot a scene where I took two realistic, real-sized horse cock strap-ons.
A little bigger than the baby Jesus.
You took them where?
I'll give you one guess.
Where'd you take them?
I'll give you one guess.
Jackie, I have to be honest. You are more present than most actors I've met. I mean, and I've met, like, Leonardo DiCaprio. I've met, like, fucking, people who are in Oscar movies. Your presence, it blows my mind. It blows my fucking mind.
Well, it's a time of year for presents, right?
It's a time of year for presents.
Presents. And you're such a gift. Sister. You're such a gift to us. Thank you. Oh.
Thank you, Jackie.
I'm just me, and I do what I do, and I'm not afraid to be me or do what I do.
Yeah.
We'll be very elastic.
And that's the
so
way
thank
to
you.
Be.
I hope you win.
Fuck
yes.
The beer.
Thank you.
Wait, so where do you know where they're going to be voting? Can you go ahead and tell everybody where to vote?
Do we get to vote?
Everybody gets to vote, pre-nomination
voting has already come and gone, and the nominations, they're being counted and announced as soon as they're counted.
Okay, who's counting these? We want to make
sure there's no electoral dysfunction.
Right?
Stephen Gruby, Crystal Penn.
I'll demand a recount.
Right. I think, this could be rigged.
Rigged.
Well, if it was rigged, I would never have gotten nominated.
You know what? But Jackie, you've already won. I mean, I don't know if people know what you've been through in your life. It's amazing. I mean...
very few. Actually, very
damn
few.
It, we love you.
Very few people know about all that.
Can I just tell a little bit?
A little bit, because we got to move
bit.
Along.
Sure,
Jackie,
please go.
From what I know, Jackie Blue was in an accident where you, correct me if I'm wrong, broke most of the bones in your body?
Pretty much everything but my skull, spine, and ribs.
God bless you.
And
well,
were
yeah,
you
put it back together real good.
And I'm full of metal parts. And
had you transitioned at that point?
Shortly afterwards.
So shortly after, you faced the darkest of the dark experiences. You had to learn how to walk again.
That's correct, yeah.
And you resurfaced as a woman.
Wow. You've got Danielle and tears.
Miss Unique. I don't know who else you could. You've already won, Miss Unique.
After
for the
I died, after I was dead for 10 minutes. After I died and was sent back, I knew who I was even better than I did before.
I mean, transparent. Right. Get out of here. We need to hear this story on fucking HBO.
Wow.
I'm serious.
That's awesome.
I mean, transgender is great, but I mean, transparent's great, but I'm looking forward to the Jackie Blue biopic.
Yeah. Well, first, she's going to win these awards, and even if she doesn't win, she won in our.
She's
estimation.
Winning in my book.
Okay.
I have such a wonderful family.
And this is a family show, brothers and sisters. Yeah, right.
A family of sex.
We're the naughty family. All right.
The best
so
nip slips, too.
Little different
put
kind
the kids
of family.
To sleep nice right food. Now. This is the family without the kids.
No kids.
Take on your microphone if you're going to talk about dysfunctional families.
I don't think our mic's working.
I don't think it is.
My favorite thing is meeting Jackie in the morning when she comes out in the kitchen in your epic Hollywood robe. You have your robe in the morning. I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
You know what I mean, Max? You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very old Hollywood.
We have another special guest, and I hate to interrupt you, Danielle, but we are going to have to move along. Right. So, I got to keep the train running on time because we're going to run out
not
of tapes.
Not so good with
so we have a very special guest tonight. He is come all the way from Texas. Ooh. And yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, Elvis is in the building. That's right. We have our Elvis Presley tribute artist. Is he in the building?
Yes,
since
he's here.
Okay.
He's at the bar.
Where is he going?
Oh, that's right. Elvis, come towards the front here.
Oh, at the bar.
Yes, he was talking about
it. You're on point.
And he might have to, I don't know, go somewhere. He's sort of in the way. Yeah. Direct but we have here, me. Brothers and sisters, Smokey Binion Jr., Elvis Presley, tribute artist. Woo! Put your hands together. He's here to sing us a Merry Christmas. It's actually a rather blue Christmas. Elvis.
A Jackie Blue Christmas?
Yeah, we need a microphone for him. I can't hear you, darling.
He said cut the music.
Cut the music. Cut the music.
Cut the music.
Winnie, will you help him out?
Okay, I think he's going to do do a few different tributes. And Elvis. The first one is an a cappella, Blue Christmas Without You.
Well, I'll try.
Still shivering. I hope you can warm me up.
This has been the time of the year that it is.
Okay, move that chair if nobody's going to be sitting on it. Move the chair. Jackie, do you not want to sit on the chair? Oh, so then move the chair. I don't want an empty chair.
When you got
to
go, you got to go, huh?
Yeah. That's
right. Move the chair.
Then you'll have more room. So okay.
That being said, I heard a story one time where Elvis had to leave the stage, and some of the band carried on for him, and he came back and said, "Hey, folks, when you got to go, you got to go." And of course, they applauded for him, so. I don't blame him.
You got to go, you got to go.
I'll see y'all later now.
So excited for this.
Well, I'm going to try, and I've been working on this to the point I'm tired of the song, so maybe I'll get it right. Yeah. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not a hero with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start falling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes, Smokey Binion Jr. on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
After that one.
I guess I'm supposed to do some more songs for y'all, right?
Yeah, well, now have the tape play. Right. Is that right?
Smokey.
Yeah, fire that baby off. Let's get it.
All the way
far away. Oh, my Lord, Jesus.
There he is, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Elvis Presley, tribute artist, Smokey Binion Jr.
Oh, my God.
Best of you in the house.
Woo!
Pick it up, son. The music up. Pick it up.
You got headphones? Put on headphones.
Thank you.
Well, it's the one for the money. One is yours. We're going to get a red
one. And boys, they go.
Double my money for you.
Ow!
Yeah. Don't step on it. Face.
Slamming my name all over the place.
Yeah.
Anything that you want to do, come on.
I do have free one.
To win it.
I really needed that, Smokey.
I was just tempted to throw a robe over
just
it.
Just when I was starting to take life too seriously.
Oh, never do that.
Come
Smokey's the sexiest one here.
Best news in the house.
I'm sorry, sorry, not Smokey, Elvis. Elvis.
Yes, Elvis.
Elvis is lighting the fire of this. I was cold until Elvis
right,
showed up.
That's all right.
Now all of a sudden I'm hot and bothered.
Shake it.
Yeah. I'm greedy, baby. All I want is
all you got. Yeah. I ask as much as you.
Yeah. Woohoo, Elvis.
Yeah.
Woo.
Go, Elvis, go. I got a wishbone in my pocket. Got a rabbit foot around my wrist. I can have the thing my lucky charm could bring. And to give me this one.
Woo. Miguel's really enjoying this.
Ooh,
Miguel. What should get Miguel to come
on? All this shit?
Yeah, yeah, Dan. We're his backup.
Woo! Holy Mother of
Ow.
Jesus.
Treat me like a fool.
Medley.
Break my faithful heart. Ever love me. Come far, far. If you ever go, darling, I'll be old. Oh, so lonely. I'll be sad and blue.
Sing it back.
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
I used to do this.
Elvis, you're really doing it to me.
Oh, look at this. Danielle gets a scar. Wow. You get a scar. Whoa. We got a flash.
Darling, I'll be home. So lonely.
Woo.
Begging
that's
on my
later.
Knees. All I ask is please love me. Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Woo. Woo. Elvis in the Noblesville.
Hell yeah. Woo.
These moves, I mean, that pelvic thrusting is...
Pelvic thrust that drives you insane.
I haven't seen a pelvic thrust like that since
last night.
And that's why I'm so cold right now. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen a human being shake a leg like that.
Swing, should have heard him knocked out. Jail, I say, let's roll. All right, help me.
drop.
Woo!
Everybody in the wholesale block. What day is it to the jail house block? I said it right now.
Good stuff. Okay, I was waiting for this.
Woo! Ow! Smokey Bandit Jr. Elvis tribute artist in my life.
Right? It's so much better now.
Everything.
Love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck. Lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be. Teddy bear. Oh, I don't want to be a tiger. I don't want to be a lion. The lion is in the kind of love enough. Because I want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck. Lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. If I made you mad, or something that I might have said, please just forget the past.
Whoa! Right. Not a Raven Ray. Yes. Whoa!
I love you!
Baby, it's a you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
Whoa, shake it, Smokey. Shake it.
I'm legitimately getting turned on. Yeah. Like, legitimately. Clenching my vagina muscles to this pelvic shape.
Love me tender. Never let me go.
Never, Smokey. Never, ever.
You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender.
True Elvis fan.
For my darling,
my darling,
I love you.
I love you too.
We love you, Smokey.
We love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Love me tender. Love me dear. Tell me.
We are yours, Smokey.
Always.
Oh, Smokey. You've come amongst us.
Yeah.
To remind us of the greatness of this American. And the good old days when America was great.
America is great.
Woo. It was great. It still can be.
Those days.
Good old days.
Are back.
And now Gypsy Bonobo gets a scar.
Woo. Look at that chest.
Yeah.
Look at that sexy, sexy chest.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo.
Woo.
Oh.
Woo.
Oh, here we go. Oh, God.
Fired up.
Oh,
fired up.
We gotta be trying to be good, yeah. Fire that up.
It keeps going and going. This is unlike anything I've ever experienced,
this
really.
This is the ultimate concert. Live. Believe.
gonna be good. You'll never ever learn to read or write so well, but you can play the guitar just like a ring in a bell.
Go! Go, go Johnny. Go. You want a real microphone, Smokey?
What's it do?
Hear you sing. Go, Johnny, go.
Go, Johnny, go.
Thank you, Gypsy.
Johnny, be good. Play it, James.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Taking notes on that one.
Wise men say only fools only remember. Oh,
figure eight for us,
skater? If there wasn't carpet here, I would.
Come on. You can come up with
You see war, man.
Your face was like the little girl. Like, you know, like the little girl in the you see those old 50s, like, you know, the concerts and the little
yeah,
girl,
right afterwards the girl does the roller skating.
That was
act.
Her, like in a 100% form.
All right, well, I guess
Smokey,
we're not going to do that. So we're going to have Bonoboville Communion
for
Madam Raven Ray's birthday.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Would you like to take the first communion?
I
want to
watch the last one. I want to watch everybody. I'm a voyeur.
I'm a voyeur.
Okay. Well,
B-Live wants to take communion from you, so
well,
there's that.
Okay. How does that sound? That's
That might have changed my mind.
And I have the
is this a yes that we have? Is a yes on both sides?
And he has
is
very
there consensuality
soft
yes. going on? Yes,
consen- okay, fuck it.
I'm not hearing everybody in my headphones, by the way.
No, because some of the microphones are not on, I believe.
Yes, well, there we are. We are.
They turn my microphone
getting
off again.
Back into
maybe it's there's a switch on. Is
the
switch?
Swing of things.
No,
bonobos.
I think back
no,
in the
they
we are
they
here.
Down a bit.
Could you turn up the microphones back
they're,
there?
They are on
the,
it. They are. I. They are working
on
it.
Yeah. Oh, they are working.
They're yelling at each other.
Yeah. Oh, no, they it's hard back there. We
oh,
need
sorry,
them.
Sorry, no, it's because you got there's like
we talk
switching
of microphones.
So our first Bonoboville communion.
The switches of microphones back
there. Pastor's daughter, who is also the birthday girl.
I wonder how many there are
back there. You either get to take it from somebody. Or give it to somebody.
True, I would I'm offering
to give it
up
somebody.
My husband
give it.
Oh, there
for
we
your
go.
Birthday.
Give it to you.
I'm offering up
yes.
my husband.
That is me.
You
he needs
with that hat on your head.
Huh?
It's not that scary.
What? Oh, I no. You. It's by all means. It's your birthday. You should do whatever you want.
I plan to.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
A true dom.
That is a dom.
I love it.
yeah, no, I want to give communion.
Can I give communion.
Oh, my
oh,
God, you can
yay.
Give it
it's
whenever you want.
So
okay,
no
Facebook
doubt.
Or you may have to.
I'm always game.
Send you to your room.
All right, so you would like to give it to
turn the camera.
Nudity.
Madam
to Lucky Gypsy.
Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, and what part
Woo.
Of your body
she knows what
are
she
you
going
to let her have it?
She can have it wherever she wants.
Who's
that's
ooh,
what they
wow.
all
oh,
wish they
oh, you
say.
Take it from her or are you
that's
giving it to her?
Present.
She's
giving
it. Yeah, she's
you're
giving
be the
she's
altar?
Giving it to her.
Okay, so then that's oh, your body.
Good. Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm like,
I can
I
do it off her. Look at this little slit. This is very,
I know, I was
maybe,
I
like wild. Slits. So.
But you like the split?
I,
mean,
yeah,
I do like the split slit, so.
Okay, the split would work.
She likes the split.
I think.
Nice.
Are you
that's
wearing any underwear?
Nothing wrong with that.
That's
okay. Then we can keep it on Facebook then. This is
Facebook
now a PG.
You're
no
welcome.
I only wear underwear because I can sell it later.
This is not too sexist.
No, I think
these underwear great. Will be on sale on Madam
okay,
Raven Ray's site.
Here comes the commercial.
These are Christmas.
A bidding day?
Okay,
like
so sit down.
Out.
Have a seat.
Warning.
Have a seat.
This bottle was given to
okay,
us.
Okay, we're going to get my lovely assistant schnockered, as
I'll
we say for Hanukkah.
Them.
Raven, you
okay.
have amazing
Mazel
legs,
tov,
by the way.
Ooh, thank you.
Right.
Wow.
So
I have a feeling that's why they're being utilized.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just stating the obvious because I'm...
It's okay. I'm kind of warm right now. So.
That's why I wanted it with...
Just a dumb, washed-up Hollywood actress.
Yep.
All right.
I agree.
So here we
so
are.
So I have to say obvious things like, you have sexy
we're
legs.
Washed up.
Well, it was nice of you to wash up here.
The outer
well,
thigh? Oh, yes.
You know,
take
you're
off
the
those
captain.
Shoes and show those beautiful peds.
You know, they're surprisingly not pedicured today.
Oh, but they look
they're
lovely
still beautiful.
And glittery.
Yeah, they're still nice.
Yeah.
You agree with that, there, Smokey?
Elvis.
Elvis, I mean,
so
Elvis.
Should,
I'm sorry. Sorry. So sorry.
Right here.
Hey,
that
Elvis.
Leg has such nice ooh. Definition. Oh, Smokey is now part of the whole setup here.
He's
here we
getting
go.
His own chair.
And
yeah.
You get to lick from the. This is very well formed from being
Merry
a hockey
Christmas
goalie.
To me.
Yeah, true.
Doing
yeah.
Awesome.
Merry Christmas
yeah,
to all of us
sorry.
Who get to look at your ass, Gypsy.
All right.
Seriously.
Mm. Okay.
That full
ooh,
moon will light
well,
up the cold winter
ass.
Solstice.
It's like a white enough for a full moon, but yeah.
Well,
I'm
yeah.
glad you like it.
I love it. It's
plenty white
fantastic.
Enough for a full moon.
All right. So first, we are using agua.
Excuse me. Is there
going
to be nudity in
and
this scene?
We are going
nope.
to have
Facebook
no
friendly.
Right?
Okay. So okay. can we open
Facebook,
up the lid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be
so
clear.
Right.
This is performance art.
You gotta be careful. You're an enemy territory. Woo.
Okay, so now the kissing of the thigh also has the mistletoe.
I love Raven Ray's white panties.
And
they're so cute.
Right
they're very bright, right?
Yeah. Sort of unexpected.
Christmas white.
It's good for upskirt.
Because I think when people think of dominatrixes, they think of like black leather.
Back between
right.
her thighs.
But like these
and
adorable little white panties. What a
are
reversal.
You shooting above now?
You
yeah,
know?
Right now I'm not shooting that.
Oh, okay. Then can you show
I'm
your nipples?
I'm wearing a black leather G-string.
Ooh, beautiful.
Get away from the nipples.
Yeah, get away from
turn
the nipples.
Turn that way.
Go away.
That
Stand away from the nipples.
I'm sorry.
No, this we're not on Facebook with that. We're not showing that.
No, no, we're not.
And no.
Can't show that.
Too
on
bad,
Facebook,
Facebook watchers.
Good girl.
Better go to Bonobleville.
She's gonna take it all.
She takes it all the way down. Yes, nice. Let's hear it for Gypsy Bonobo.
Facebook.
Agua. Bonoboville Communion from our lovely birthday altar girl.
Thank you.
Yes.
Her tongue was super soft.
Super soft. Yes. Now, would you like to take some from her?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay, okay.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat. Okay.
Speaking of tits, Gypsy, yours are looking great. Well, actually, you have both tit and tat.
Does that mean on the tit?
Where would you like to take her? Would you like?
She had a cute little bum.
A bum.
She had a bum.
You like the bum? You never did a bum. Okay. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm always down for a bum. It just never gets, you know, thrown out there. Okay. Well. I'm happy that you're
down for a bum.
I'm a girl who likes my bum licks.
All right, so now
I just gave you too much information. I'm so sorry.
No, for those of you listening live, Gypsy's got the most amazing red lace panties on, and just such a cute, adorable.
It was about presentation, really.
Ass.
And here we go.
White.
This is the pastor's daughter.
Pale, one might even say.
Who is inheriting, if not his money, then
Twilight pale.
Yeah,
his mantle.
Like vampire.
A sweet little vampire butt.
Inheriting
emo vampire.
His
well, pale. Is that racist to call high priest abilities? But pale.
If you're black, it is. Yeah.
Okay, coming from me.
My butt, so am I just like
coming from the girl in the dashiki, it's racist to call Gypsy's butt pale.
You can call my butt whatever you want.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Okay.
That means it's not racist.
No, me and Danielle, we love
our
she
must lift though. You up because she's not going to get down on her knees. She's a madam.
Ooh.
She can tell me what to
okay,
do.
So you lick it first, madam.
All right.
I think Elvis has the best view in the house.
This is not a...
And now we sprinkle
sexual
on
here.
The salt.
Oh, yeah, Facebook can handle this.
Can they? I hope so.
There's panties on. I'm not sure how they feel about this.
Well, yeah.
Hi, Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to leave there for a moment.
Yeah, you might want to
just...
Madam Raven.
Panties are a little turned to the side.
Oh, gosh, it's soft. Talk about a soft time.
Very nice.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes. Okay, and now you get to lean back on her butt. Well.
Oh, yeah.
You need a cushion. And then, you want to?
I can't take it all.
Okay, just a draw?
Just give her the tip.
You can't take it all.
This is great. What's going on here? Wow.
She makes her sub take the other half.
Very good. You took it all. Whoa.
Woo.
Every drop. Very
you
good.
Took it all.
Birthday girl.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. And you got...
Laid in Bonoboville.
And
I got laid too. Wait, hold on. I have one too.
You got laid too.
Really?
You
I always get laid in
Laid in Bonoboville.
It's not my first rodeo, but
hey. Right.
Or in general.
Let's see.
Because I live in Bonoboville.
Well, we are moving along. How much time do we have? Do we have time for Elvis to take some Bonoboville communion?
Oh, my. Hello.
How much time left do you have?
Hey, Elvis.
I guess I get the privilege, huh?
Four minutes.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
You better get on your...
Can I damn that floor I fell on a while ago? But you know that old saying, the horse bucks you off, you get back up and ride it again, right?
That's right.
That's right. Woo. You got up real good after that.
3 minutes?
Oh, we've only got 3 minutes.
Do it now.
Maybe we should...
Start it. Just go ahead.
We could start it.
Start it.
Start it. Time.
But we're going to need some water for this one.
Oh, water.
Because I don't think... Unless you're ready to graduate.
Well, I'm sorry. What
aqua.
Was that you asked?
May I have the privilege of taking it from your...
Well, I already fucking planned on that, so get down on your ground.
Yeah.
Woo. You know that old saying, never argue with a woman, baby.
That's right.
Not
that's
this one.
You know that old saying,
Texas.
We're going to make America great again.
Don't argue with Madam Raven Ray. Smokey nose.
I wouldn't argue with her.
Madam Raven
Just Ray. Get on your knees.
Is commanding Elvis.
Actually, I think you should get on your back.
and be really, really beneath
yes,
me.
Yes, yes, yes. That.
So, Smokey, while you're getting on your back, do you like being dominated? Is that something you typically like?
You know that old saying, never argue with a woman.
All right, so ever. I'll take that as a yes.
Ever.
This yeah. is a man who enjoys getting on his back for a good woman.
It's actually just a good pair of feet, really.
Oh.
I think right. he's just a little foot slut, but that's just me.
And what he just said was, he ain't got stupid written across his yeah, forehead.
A pillow.
Maybe hold the mic for
oh,
him
yeah,
just in
there's
case.
A pillow.
He's got some pretty good
Princessa.
One-liners.
So now you need to lick the toe before we apply the salt.
Kiss.
Ooh,
kiss.
Look how eager he is to get
homage
that toe in his mouth.
Homage. One step at a time.
Ooh, look at that tongue.
Did you ask?
And now a little salt applied to the beautiful toe of Madame Raven Ray.
Lick it off.
And
all of it.
Now he licks it off.
There's some got on the second toe,
and
too.
Seems like he's sucking it off, really.
Yep. Just get all of it off my foot.
Suck that salt off her foot every
yeah,
last.
Yeah, but he's saying
okay,
special
don't have
things
fun.
Sprinkle.
Like, while he's talking.
Okay, and the water.
Sorry.
Get the fuck back on the ground.
Yeah. You want to apply it? Oh, right. Right down the foot. Yeah, right
oh
down
my God.
The foot.
The water is dripping
the
down your toes into his mouth.
Down the toes.
Open your mouth. Open,
open,
the
mouth
open,
so
open.
Get some of it into your mouth at
there
least.
There we go.
This is a feminist revolution.
Very good. The very, awesome. Very good. All right, and we're just about ready for a break. And these,
Smokey representing Texas in the house. Shout out to Texas.
It's only water.
I know.
One of Texas' finest.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we are communing for the winter solstice in Bonoboville with Elvis sucking toes. All you foot fetishists, cuddle up to your computer screen and don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're lucky.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
brothers and sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden the Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
There she goes. I'm jealous. Exactly.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Oh, fuck!
Plus fort, Patrick. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong. Princesse en
français. Oui!
Oui! Oui! Princesse
Vanessa. Sister,
I'm
gonna
win. Look at that face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen.
Orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like Pop Rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
We are back in the womb room now, and we are gathering together on this holy day. The winter solstice is coming and coming. Yes.
We have a winter solstice fairy in the house.
Yes, we do. We have a winter solstice fairy. She's downright Shakespearean. And,
yeah.
Yes.
We got this outfit at the 99-cent store today. Every single piece of this outfit.
This is Fairy Be Live.
Brought to you by the 99-cent store.
Oh, and we are celebrating a big birthday.
And the cake.
Yes.
Oh, shout out to Anna. Look
Raven
at that beautiful
Ray.
Woman. Anna, yes.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
We should get Anna to say, Anna, will you say happy birthday in Spanish? What you say?
Oh, yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Madam Raven Ray. Happy birthday to you. And now in Spanish.
And now in Spanish. Anna, come here and sing in Spanish. Come on, Miguel.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Here we go. We have an interpreter.
Son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. Hoy por ser el día de tu santo, te la cantamos a you. Despierta, mi bien despierta. Mira que ya amaneció.
Oh, lovely.
Los angelitos cantan, la luna ya se batió.
Happy birthday to you!
Feliz cumpleaños! Bon anniversaire! Oh, who's going to cut the cake?
Quantos años tienes? No, I mean.
And who's going to cut this cake?
What, the cake?
Cut
How the old cake? Is the cake? The cake
this
is fresh.
This is the cake.
That's fresh.
We have a chef. We have a.
We need a knife.
Chef Fairy or Fairy Be Live or.
We do need a. We
the
do
winter
need a knife.
Solstice
but Slave Winnie, will you go and pop and bring the champagne and.
Oh.
And flutes so we can also
and somebody
toast.
Somebody hold this.
Yes. Oh,
watch the knife. Watch the knife.
Miguel or Anna, what did that song? Oy, what was that song that you just sang?
Was that Happy Birthday?
That's Happy Birthday.
The one right before that one.
Oh, the Happy Birthday to you.
Oh, that's how you say.
Now you say that.
Feliz cumpleaños. But it seemed like a different melody.
It seemed like a different melody. Like it started out as a very
Guatemalan melody.
Oh, the Guatemalan melody.
Yeah,
in all Latin America.
Oh, maybe that's the first part of the song that I never heard.
And we have a little present for you from Bonoboville.
Oh, my goodness. Woo-hoo! Oh, my goodness. Okay, slave. Here.
Okay, so I don't know slave. If you want to keep these on your knees.
I love it. The ringing and tables.
Oh, tables.
Holy shit. That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Oh, cake.
Oh, my goodness.
Cake. Take the cake.
Okay. Slave Winnie.
Let them eat cake.
So, Madam Raven Ray, I'm curious.
Slave if Winnie, take my drink.
If you had to force somebody to put their ass in that cake, who would you force?
Oh, God.
We did that
wait,
a couple
force,
weeks ago.
Force
we had sploshing.
Like who would I want their ass
I
in my cake?
Yeah, if you were going to, like, splosh dom somebody in somebody's ass into that cake.
Yeah, I have a huge affinity for a lot of porn stars, so that's really a hard decision.
All right. Well, let me know if you think of an answer later. I'd love to.
How about hers?
Ooh.
Aw.
Ooh.
You can
Ooh,
take
I'd
them in there.
I'd splosh with you any day.
Aw.
There you
I'm
going
to have to take you up on that one.
Oh, okay. Here's some champagne.
I recently discovered
from
splashing.
Our lovely bartender. And, yeah, open it up. Yes, look at our lovely bartender.
Where Whoa! Has this beautiful
yeah.
woman been hiding?
She's been hiding behind the bar, and I'm so thankful for her.
I'm so glad you're not hiding behind the bar anymore.
Here's your little present.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Yay.
Yay, cheers to Madam Raven Ray.
How about Melissa's ass in that cake? Mm. I'm sorry. Was that too much?
That
it's
is quite
right,
an
it's
ass.
Right in my face. So
it's,
I just
it's quite scrumptious.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful, right?
I don't know. What if we do, like, all three of you guys? I mean, can we just do, like, a quarter each?
I mean, Melissa just, like, made her presence
here?
Known. silent but
this
deadly.
This is Melissa, the
front
bartender.
Door.
Melissa, our new bartender.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
Yay, let's hear it for Melissa.
Yeah.
Sexy
Shout
beast.
Shout out to Melissa.
Does everybody have champagne?
Oh, we are champagne.
Yay.
Up.
We just poured
and
that
let's
champagne
give a toast
like a
to
champ.
Madam Raven Ray. great bonobo-esque lady and a wonderful DomCon MC and just a beautiful person all around.
Sexiest Dom I've ever met.
Thank you.
Cheers. I will cheers to that any day.
Happy birthday.
And see, this is why I wait to celebrate. Salute.
Cheers.
Yay, thank you, guys.
Do you need someone to lick your feet while you're enjoying your birthday?
Actually, talk
into your champagne.
Can we have him on my left and him on my right?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we do that? They have names?
There's only two hymns on the stage.
This is a fairy right here. One of the
if
hymns.
If it was her slave, she would have said slave.
Take off my shoes, sweetie. Will you place them safely so they don't get disturbed either?
So, Madam Ray, you would like the winter solstice fairy on your left?
Oh, Smokey on your right.
Smokey on the left.
And then Smokey's your slave on your
Smokey, on come right. right up here. And by the way, Smokey.
Oh, look at she's warming my foot up. She's getting it all
Smokey,
clean.
Smokey, you got laid on the Dr. Susan Block
show. You're too kind. That's slave's foot. You don't need to do that for that one. Do it to this one.
Okay. So can we put this sideways, this the whole thing here. Whoa.
Hey, juggling. I love knife twirling.
Okay.
It's like my favorite.
Can you turn the table sideways? Yeah.
I did too.
Does anyone
I
want my
champagne?
I
studied weapons anyone? Training as anyone? A kid. So
would you like some cake?
Oh my goodness!
You have so
slave,
many.
Slave, hold that. Okay, slave, hold that too. I want to open my gift.
Ah!
Can I do that?
You can do it, but you should get your slave situated. Whoa! Okay, now and someone really has to sit in the cake.
Okay, actually, slave, why don't we put this down?
That's alcohol
this,
abuse.
And you go get something to clean her up with.
My eyes here is crying right now.
But I have to say
well,
that
this part is dry.
The
and
champagne
pillow,
spilling
Smokey.
Just means everything's getting a little bit more wet.
Available.
Did you spill something?
Darn.
Okay. So which way should he lie with his feet this way?
Yeah.
Miguel, do you want my champagne?
Smokey, why are you still standing?
Anybody?
Don't argue with a woman, Smokey. You do. Oh, yes. Oh, take
get
off
comfy.
Your
get
belt,
comfy. Go ahead.
Smokey.
Go ahead. Oh, look at that butt right in the camera.
Beautiful butt. That's the butt you took your communion off of,
Would
Pastor.
Any thank God. Of our photographers like my champagne?
He's down on bended knee. Oh,
on your back.
On your back. Sit. You're going to lie down.
On
here,
your back.
We've got a pillow for you.
None of our
lay
photographers drink.
There you go.
Okay.
We have
one, two, three, four, five, six.
Oop, all right. One of our beautiful photographers has accepted the champagne.
Right here. Right here. Yeah. Right make room. Right okay.
Get it. Right here.
Well, you are really on your throne.
I am.
Of
thank you.
Birthday glory, aren't you?
I needed this.
Yeah. We are happy to provide you.
Thank you. I love coming here.
Yes. And you've brought your friend,
Isabella.
Have.
Yes.
Hi, Isabella.
Oh,
oh
she
you have to
have
talk
a
on a mic. Yeah, we need a mic.
Here.
There's
got
a mic.
It. Hi.
Got it.
Hi.
Hello. How
happy
are
birthday.
You? Thank you, sweetness. We're going to celebrate eventually. I mean, our birthdays are very close together. So we've been trying to get this together to celebrate. So this is kind of
right.
Yay,
right. And so, I mean, should she get something else? Like, you've got a foot here and a foot here? Or
actually, we are partners on a project that we have together where we're going to have an art gallery showing.
An art gallery showing?
In March.
And what type of art? Is it hopefully portraits of you?
No, actually, quite the opposite. It's portraits of the clouds.
The clouds.
It's very, very amazing,
that's
beautiful.
Where Fairy Be Live comes from.
The clouds.
The clouds.
The clouds. I like the clouds.
Are these pictures you
the
took?
Clouds.
Are these pictures that you
so
took? Or
well, no. I actually haven't posted very much.
Oh,
but
okay.
My little series is called Clouds Over US, which is Clouds Over Us. And then each place that I've taken cloud pictures, both flying and traveling and over the clouds and under the clouds.
Right, right.
So there'll be clouds over L.A., clouds over Florida, clouds over Texas, all these different places that I visited. So
nice.
Smokey saw some beautiful clouds coming into L.A., but his mouth is full. Very beautiful, you just said. Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
And then Iz actually does really cool X-ray
flower photo montages where I actually take X-rays of flowers and then montage them with photographs, and they come out pretty cool. I've got this.
They're pretty awesome.
I've got this 8-foot one that's coming to the
show. Ooh, do you?
Black and white. It's awesome. Yes,
wow.
It's sweet.
It's really cool. It's an interesting concept. It's kind of different, and it's really artsy. It's really, yeah.
Now, speaking of kind of different, have you seen your friend, Madame Raven Ray, get her feet sucked by two different
paramours? No, I haven't.
No? It's quite a sight to behold. She's very, and a woman, and she's very deserving of it, of course, because it's her birthday. Here, where's the microphone? Smokey's trying to. Here, there's a
Is
mic
he trying
right
to mumble something under
there.
My foot?
Mm-hmm. You trying to mumble into her foot, Smokey. What did you say there?
Under my feet.
I'll vouch for that. She's very deserving.
Very deserving.
Oh, just keep kissing.
Do what you told.
Tasty toes.
What was that? A shimmer? Is that a body shimmer?
Energy orgasm. It's an orgasm by the fairies.
Jazz hands.
Fairygasm.
It's a fairygasm. I like that. Uh-huh. I like that. I'm going to use that.
All right.
Okay. So do they have different styles of
Totally different. Yeah. Totally different.
Describe.
Well, Slave Winnie is actually kind of sloppy sometimes. He just goes like, feet. And Smokey is very, very, like, focused on one specific area at a time, making sure he gets it very diligently.
Each little piggy.
Each little
this
piggy.
This little piggy goes
all
to market.
On the top.
And this little and piggy goes down
just like,
my throat.
Smokey, what did you say? What are they like?
Rose petals.
Rose petals.
I would say that's so fitting for our lady here.
Yes.
Oh, goddamn. Thank you.
Just tell it like it is.
I'm curious, Smokey, is there anywhere like this in Texas where you're from where you can go to suck on a woman's toes?
No.
Only when I visit.
He is very direct in that phrase. Okay, right. You go to Texas.
I do. I go quite often, actually. Last time I went, Slave Winnie was over there, and I came and crashed his hotel because he had his car that was filthy and left it for me to drive, and it was filthy. So I put on Snapchat that I was going to go over to Houston and kick his ass. And I did.
And she did.
And I did.
And you did.
Whoa.
So that was the last
You're
time
a woman of your word.
Slave Winnie's from Texas as well?
No, he just had some work to do over there, so I went
he
ahead.
He actually works.
So, you know,
he actually works
so he can pay my
I
bills. It's awesome. It's a good thing.
This man is
he's got to have a good job.
Not only a foot, you know, a foot soccer.
So is that a is it a full time thing that you guys have going?
After the last 2 years, it's become a full time thing. He recently moved in with us.
Oh,
and so now we have a really big fetish house out in Culver City.
Yeah,
and we do live sessions and filming and all kinds of stuff. And
I want to come.
Yeah, you really.
I bet.
You're going friendly. Corporate.
It is very, very fairy friendly.
Yes. Well, I mean, I have a bunch of little crazy things in here.
Oh, my hands are full.
Yeah, yeah. Your hands are full.
Here, I can multitask.
I know. But because you're so much like Marilyn.
Oh, my God.
You're just, and also
Fame
Smokey
like
loves
Kavya.
Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. Marilyn Monroe, the first
Marilyn
famous
Monroe.
Sex worker.
And
right. Amazing.
Also because,
well,
let's
know,
see, what do we have
first
here?
Really
she looks gorgeous
famous.
In this picture,
yes.
too. Look at that.
Here we go.
Thank you.
This is a very special treat from Jux Leather.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Yes. A Lupercalion finger flogger, also usable as a keychain. to smack your slaves whenever you want.
I have floggers on my keychain. I have socks on my keychain. Now I have this on my keychain.
But you can wear it as a ring, like I do.
Oh, my God. I love it. Thank you so much.
Yes. And all kinds of little things. A mask for you to wear when you want to hide your pretty face. And
I think I'm going to put this
Chinese
on slave
aphrodisiacs.
Really?
And yes, yes.
All day.
And you get your agua glasses. And
I've been wanting one of those, actually, not going to lie.
And your agua mask when you want to wear a crazy sort of
Aztec mask. Yes.
Okay.
All yes.
So
thank you
all
so much. Yay.
All kinds of cute things. And your cake. And we love you. And look at them. They are certainly.
They definitely love you.
You know,
I
determined.
Am so spoiled.
They,
I love this place.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, we like to spoil you because you
I like to be spoiled.
Deserve it. I mean, we like to do it anyway, Madam Raven Ray, because you kind of bring it out in us with your just sweet imperiousness. Right?
It's like. So well said.
Oh, shit.
I mean, honestly,
it's like this very feminine. Domination, which is the bonobo way. Mm-hmm. She's such a bonobo girl.
Oh,
she
look at this. Hold on.
Look.
Stop. Stop.
From Colombia. A rose for you.
I think he wants to take the another foot or one of the foot over.
Diamo. Grazie. Thank you.
Okay,
yes. Continue.
And you are such a bonobo. You just bring out the best in all of us, and we all want you to dominate us. Because you're just so beautiful, and it's your birthday, and so, you know.
Oh, my God, if I didn't have so much makeup on, I'd cry. Thank you.
That's really why it's cry.
I swear to God. I am way too hormonal not to do that right now, too.
This is not the doctors. You don't have to cry here.
Oh, speaking of the doctors.
Not a show about crying.
We have to do a shout out to the doctors because you guys weren't here last
week.
Okay.
We were just on the doctors, that we being Team Bonobo, including myself as the Bonobo Queen, and my Bonobo Princess Danielle Watts, and the Fairy Bonobo Prince. Chef Be Live, and we are on the doctors, and if you missed it, well, you can watch it on YouTube. That's right.
And
we got it on YouTube.
And again.
And we're excited. Don't tell anybody, but Dr. Nita Landry is going to come on the Dr. Susan Block Show. She said
really?
Yes.
That's
She's
awesome.
She's excited. She is so beautiful
and
so
you
smart.
You guys have to
and
watch.
So amazing. She's just this amazing gynecologist and spokesperson for just wonderful women. And so we're really excited. And we also love Dr. Travis Stork because he was really cute when he went like this about erotic hypnosis. Like, he was really cute. And
I wish I saw that.
Yeah, well, we got it on YouTube now, but it just played, and eventually they'll put it on their site. But we have it on.
More views tonight.
Yeah, so.
All three of the doctors.
Watch it, the
awesome.
Doctors.
They took
cool.
the most
cool.
risky.
Very cool.
Out.
They did. They cut my best lines, in other words. They did. And they wouldn't let me wear my hat.
That's a crime.
Ikor keeps telling me that I still look beautiful. Hello,
Ikor. Hi,
Ikor.
They cut off the hands-free orgasm.
You missed our
two.
They
our
cut
salute.
Off the hands-free orgasm.
Hands-free orgasm.
Right, and they cut off the part where you talked about the police
I
catching
know,
you
I
in
know.
The car. Or
and they took
shit.
They,
and called they cut off, like, you know.
And they took our shoes and
called me Billy.
Made us wear different jackets.
Yeah, and they called you Believe, right?
That's all kinds of fucked
up. But
they
let me
we
wear my
wear
safety
other people's
pin.
Shoes.
Actually, they called me Believe, but they said Believe.
Right.
So I guess
they had to do
Believe
something
Believe.
Wrong.
Maybe
but
they were
you know,
very nice.
Here's the thing. Is
you're all very
they were
nice.
Really nice. They're a big show.
Yeah.
They do a show, you know, every
they
day of the week.
Everything.
And
God
it's for, quote-unquote, middle America.
Right.
And they presented erotic hypnosis with a lot of sex positivity.
Then we should be
right.
thankful.
And we are.
Thankful.
We are.
We're thankful.
It's very, very
I mean, go fuck yourself, but we're thankful.
Oh.
Yeah. What was that?
We want everything out. I'm sorry.
No,
I hate censorship.
No, I know. We're constantly censoring. Like, for instance, we're running the Facebook camera somewhere, but we can't show what's under Belive's tutu.
It's not. No, you can't.
Also, I want to say, Goddess Phoenix is in town.
Yes. She's coming in New Year's Eve.
Yes. She's in town.
And she's like, let me know if you want to do double sessions. So I was like, girl, you do not have to ask
twice. I'm there.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to get some sessions with
Goddess Phoenix. And that does bring up another shout out I have to give to our New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
Because New Year's Eve. Yeah. Falls on a Saturday night this year.
Yes.
We are going to party in Bonoboville. And actually, Goddess Phoenix is coming. You should come.
We're going to have a kick ass.
I want to come, all the time.
You're going to rule. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, we're going to also have Dom Porcelain here, Mistress Porcelain.
Yes.
And
really?
Jacqueline. Yep. Dumont.
Jacqueline Dumont.
Right.
Oh my God.
And,
I belong
Goddess
here.
Phoenix. Absolutely. You have to be here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ecor.
Michael Bronx. We're good for
Danielle
being here.
And
where is Ecor? Ecor's here. So Ecor's in studio.
Ecor, I see you. You can't hide.
He's trying.
Yeah, you can run, but you can't hide.
You cannot.
We're always happy to see.
Actually,
Ecor.
We had Ecor at our Thanksgiving this year, as well as is.
Oh.
Yeah. So I do Thanksgiving every year and offer it to anybody that you know may not be floating around. So. We had these guys at our Thanksgiving, and it was a great Thanksgiving. Little, I mean, other than the incredibly inappropriately dressed part of it.
Oh, that's our favorite part.
It was so awesome. We had this Asian girl that's never been to America. We had some really fun. We had a mom there. We had all sorts of shit. It was great. It was so fucking great.
Talk about a real Thanksgiving.
Yo, it was real. It got really real really quick.
Spanked? We had Spanksgiving, so I'm sorry, but we kind of upped you there.
Yeah, no, Spanksgiving.
We had Spanksgiving, and
I would imagine at that house they had some Spanksgiving, too.
Well, yeah. Let's just say it got really interesting.
It's always Thanksgiving. In Culver City, it's always Thanksgiving.
But I'm going to be here next year for Thanksgiving. It's all right. My birthday.
Well, then you should be here for Spanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's always our Saturday night after Thanksgiving, as we have Spanksgiving. And by the way, next week, I know most of you are going to be with your real families, but here in Bonoboville, we are going to have Christmas Eve and the first night of Hanukkah.
Yay!
And we're also going to celebrate Muhammad's birthday and Buddha's birthday. I think there's the Hindu holidays, Pashu something with the Paji Baji Baji. I mean, we don't expect anybody to actually be
Let's
here.
Let's fucking celebrate.
It is. We're gonna have
blessed
some fun.
Blessed be.
And then it's awards time. So we've got a lot going on here in Bonoboville, and we're just about out of time.
Oh, and speaking of awards, I am up for some Foot Knight Awards.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
So I'm actually up for the Lady Ice Queen Award, which I wanted to talk about because I feel so passionately
about this topic.
That Lady Ice Queen was a close friend, and I'm up for the award of Lady Ice Queen for Foot Knight as well as, oh, God, what other ones?
Come on, slave.
No, I'm not promoting that one, though.
Oh, the slave got it wrong.
God, he's going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah. I don't know if you should kick the face.
Anyways,
which is right
if you go,
okay,
yeah, top trampler.
Gag him with your foot.
And performer of the year. There we go.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, so a couple good ones.
So we've got a lot of nom-noms here. We got Jackie Blue. We got you, Madam Raven Ray. We got winners all around. We're very excited.
Where's the chicken dinner?
And we're just about out of time. I don't know if we can get that foot out of Smokey's mouth to say goodbye.
I don't think you can get them out of both their mouths. They love it. I don't blame them. I'm kind of jealous.
Well,
really?
I don't even like feet.
I think that's the best good goodbye ever.
And I honestly, you make me just I'm a little jealous. A little bit.
I think he is saying goodbye.
You're with me right here, honey.
From the bottom. Up.
Okay.
You could probably
Oh, look, he's doing a little feather fingering.
Yeah, no, he's been trying to tickle me.
Right.
I have way too much control over myself.
He doesn't even know what he's getting into.
That just makes her step harder.
That's cute.
It just makes her step harder.
You're in trouble later, but that's cute.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I think we're going to say goodbye. So... here we go.
Thank you so much.
And
I appreciate you.
We love you. We're going to eat your cake now, I guess.
Yes, please.
Yes. Yes, we hope you sit in it, and then we can lick it off your beautiful butt.
Oh, God, I have a food fetish. Stop it. You stop this. You stop this right now.
Oh, yes. And let's see. So we find you on your site. Is it Madam Raven Ray?
It's sexy with an I, Raven Ray, R-A-E. So sexyravenray.com.
Okay. And, of course...
it's all my handles.
Thank you,
Raven
Danielle
Ray.
And Chef Fairy. and... And we will find you here next week and at New Year's.
Yes,
and
we will
and
be here.
Oh, yay.
And the Noble Bill. And the Noble Bill.
Jackie is up for an award. Two awards.
Two awards.
Two awards, Miss Unique and...
Best yeah. Internet Personality, right?
Right, that's for the T's, the Transgender Awards.
Get
and
it.
Thank you, Isabella, for joining us.
Yes, thank you,
Sarah. And Smokey, do you want to say farewell to your adoring fans or... You want to just keep the foot in your mouth?
No, he's got his foot in his mouth, or her foot.
Wait,
in
wait,
his
wait.
Mouth.
Shh.
How about a what?
That's what said, I love you, Raven Ray, and happy birthday.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Better than anybody.
Happy
I almost
birthday.
Was a bitch and said keep going, but I decided.
I wonder
nice.
If Elvis was a foot fetishist. He had a lot of
I have
fetishes.
No doubt.
He had a yeah. lot of
I have no doubt.
He had a bunch of
he was a freak.
I had a food fetish, too.
Oh, he had so many. yeah, we are, we're excited about the holidays. You know, it's been a tough 2016, a lot of, you know, fighting and anger and
Father Saturn.
And now we're going to move into something else. We don't know
hell
what.
Hell yeah. GMT's going to fucking rock.
Moving into peace on earth.
Peace on earth.
Peace to
pleasure
earth.
For all.
Pleasure for all.
And orgasms He's for all.
Yes,
right.
please.
And even though they
I'll take
don't
as many as I can get.
Talk about hands-free orgasms on the doctors, at least they talk about orgasms in general. And they support an orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. So, you know.
Mm. It's a muscle. It has to be
we're
worked.
We're here for you if you. If
oh,
you
absolutely.
Oh, so you should yeah. eat an apple. Also
you should eat an apple
away.
While you're yeah. having an orgasm.
Yeah, you mix them.
Orgasms
yes.
with taste buds.
Stop it! You're feeding into my food fetish again.
Orgasms of the taste buds.
Mm. Okay.
So, Captain Max, any yes. final words before we close out?
No, just thank you for having us in your lovely home, and we'll see you soon. And,
yes, we will.
Be good and don't hurt anyone, and everything's going to be all right.
And thank you, DomCon, for
the Lord is
in
our side.
You know, bringing so many of us together.
Thank
we'll
you,
be
DomCon.
In May?
The Bonobo Way, again, in May, a different way. A different.
Mr. Scion said she was going to nominate me as a guest of honor.
All right.
For L.A.
You
so
should be.
I would love that.
Mistress.
I'm a something or other there. I'm a guest of Scion. I don't know if it's honor or
well, you're
authority.
Amazing as hell. You're everything.
With an emphasis on hell. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Queen of all.
I am nominated for Queen of All. That is
if you win
who dares to compete
everything.
With me for such an honor.
Mistress
anyway.
Porcelain has invited me as a VIP guest and has asked me to be her slave
oh.
during the.
Ooh, how
so
lovely.
She is master of ceremonies.
Give you permission
so.
Right. to come
the
to my seminar.
How lovely.
And yes,
totally
so
lovely.
We're excited yes. About that, and we're going to celebrate Fat Mike of NoFX birthday at the sanctuary
oh,
with
right.
really?
Goddess Soma.
Is he going to be there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
no
it's going to be
yeah.
like
yeah.
mid-January.
Yes, please.
That's what we're doing.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
We're
and
more than excited.
We
Can
are
I
more
Can
than
I
excited. So, in the meantime. We want you to be good, you know, whether you're a winner or a loser in
good.
Any kind of race.
We be naughty?
You know,
always.
You could be naughty, or but, you know, even if you're naughty, be nice.
Be
okay?
good at it?
Right. Don't hurt anybody unless they want to be hurt. You know, consensuality rules the day. Try to be nice, especially to your enemies who don't usually want you to hurt them. For your friends, they enjoy a little pain, probably.
Those are just fans.
But your enemies, those are the ones yeah. where it's a challenge, and that's where you got to be bonobo. You got to love thy enemies. Who said that? Somebody named Jesus? Yes.
Sometimes.
Love or
supposedly.
Dionysus, probably, originally.
Supposedly.
But the bonobos
some
say
Jew,
that.
I think.
They turn enemies into friends by making love, not war. by making peace through pleasure. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
Fuck for
Even
peace.
If that someone is you. Fuck for peace. And if you can't fuck, masturbate for peace.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.